us is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
So, hello, welcome to, no, terrible start.
Terrible start. Happiness is out there.
Happiness is out there with me, Johnny, and him, Paddy. Welcome to the show. We've just had to move rooms because my router... Oh, you wouldn't believe it. But I'm getting new internets arriving. I'm getting a new box of internets that's going to arrive on the 5th of September, which is a week today. Oh,
that's great. So it won't work on our next recording.
So it won't... No, it would, I think it's coming on a Tuesday. So that's the 5th. Yeah, it's a week tomorrow. So next week will be rubbish. And then...
and then it's anyone's guess.
Yeah. So, but I... Because as regular listeners will know about my technical incompetence and lack of good... I've got a good microphone, but my laptop is falling apart. And regular listener... No, he's never listened to the show. Regular friend of the podcast, but never listener, Connor O'Toole.
Never listen, yeah.
I also just misgendered them. So, but as I said... They don't listen to the show, so it's not going to be a problem. But Conor O'Toole has said that they are going to set up, they're going to build a computer for me in my office.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing out of sticks and jam. And set up a permanent mic and sort of like an audio setup and a little booth area in my office.
That would be brilliant.
And I'm just going to have it ready to go at all times. And the new... full fiber internet that we're getting, because at the moment we've got leather internet, which is lovely texture, but it's sort of, you know, it's kind of old cigar smoke internet.
Lovely sort of thick hot Glaswegian internet. Yeah,
that's right. So I'm gonna get the new internet and have a, so like by the middle of September this is gonna be woof.
And who have you signed up for? Is it Holland and Barrett?
It's Holland and Barrett doing my internet. So what I can tell you is it's fully organic.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It's very... Oh, my God, is it expensive. But I get a lot of whey protein sent.
So you get loose stools but fast connections.
That's what they used to call me at school.
The LSFC.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hello and welcome to the show, those of you who listen. We've got another couple of... Last week we went through some new Patreons who've joined in the Patreon section. If you don't know, what we do is we do one free, sort of roughly kind of 25 minutes plus episode, followed by a Patreon episode of about the same length. And if you support us on Patreon, not only do you get that, you also get to support all the work that we make, the films that we make, the videos, the live tours, all these sort of things. It's a big deal to us. We're also planning a cookery show. We've been planning it for 2 years.
2 years.
But I'm starting to feel it's going to happen very soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's just on the horizon, maybe after this new internet comes in.
I think the new internet is going to change everything.
I'm sure you think that. I mean, I'm hopeful. Yeah, we've had new Patreons, we've had new friends.
Yeah, and last week we said thank you very much and welcomed Josh Wright, Chris Kale, Anne Foster, and Jenny Ashdarian.
Yeah,
is that right? And somebody else. No, we didn't. There's one other person there.
Chris Kyle.
Chris Kyle, who's fully new. Welcome, Chris. And somebody who joined has fallen off this. I've not really got the right list up, if I'm honest.
It's odd because this isn't a Patreon episode.
No, but I'm just, I think it's sort of, I think what
it's
you
good
call
to keep
what
visibility.
I'm doing is, that's right, I'm branding.
It's PR.
It's PR.
It's VR.
Paddy, how are you?
I'm okay. I've brought a prop today, which I've realised isn't appropriate for the medium in which we do this. Oh, but nice. I don't know if I already showed you.
Should
this.
We do a vodcast?
Maybe. Can you see my friend?
You've made a Lego parrot.
Yes, I have.
I'm sorry to sound so incredibly derisive in my tone. Look, it's just... I've got to be honest.
Wings move?
Yeah, that's great. It's just that we've got so much work to do, and this so looks like you haven't done any of it and had a breakdown.
Let me go back. No, there's a nice story associated with it.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry. His name is Grief, and he's... So my friend Stuart, whenever I get really sick... Stuart is a firm believer that when you're really ill and you're not meant to leave the house, you always should buy a toy.
That's very smart.
It gives you a moment of forgetting that you're real and gives you something different to do other than, like, you know, looking at your laptop or your phone or whatever. So whenever I get sick, he sends me something. And then a package arrived the first day of me isolating with COVID that was addressed to Paddy Wanta Cracker Jervers. And contained this Lego parrot, and it's sort of been the best thing I've done in a very long time. I mean, other than you know, hanging out with you, doing the Fringe, all that. But it was really good and really satisfying to do. But did immediately make me go online and be like, right, how much Lego can I buy? And the answer is none. Lego's very expensive, and
it is. Yeah.
Are your kids at Lego age yet? They're not.
I mean, sort of. We've got a Lego box in the kitchen, very small one, that sometimes gets out as a bit of fun, something she does on her own. But it has to be when you're going to have to go back and edit. Sorry, I don't say the names of my kids if you're listening in publicly. So Paddy will have bleeped that now, but I just said it. So
that's absolutely fine.
So I try not to say the names of my kids publicly because whilst I am a public figure, they haven't yet chosen to be, and I'm trying to protect that. So whilst I am very, very famous, they're not yet.
They haven't done the time. Yeah, no. You're not going to give them the free PR.
I am absolutely not interested in them.
Do their own fucking podcast.
Well, the thing is that I always think, you know, they've got a, like, you know, if I put photos of them on Instagram and things, then they exist already in the world, something they haven't consented to. If I mention their names in podcasts and things, the same is true. I haven't given them the freedom of anonymity. We're at a point where they're old enough to choose whether or not that's going to be technically pointless, because by the time they come of age, there will be no such thing as privacy. It just doesn't exist. No. Or there'll just be no such thing as anything because of the heat death of the planet. But leave that aside for the minute. I thought that'd be a good thing to do. The other thing that's very important to say is who is interested, let's be honest, in Nepo babies. And Josie and I are both, as I said, very famous.
Yeah. Public figures, MPs.
Yeah, we're both very seriously famous. And I don't want them to be sort of, you know, I mean, we're sort of, you know, this horror, it was like Jaden Smith, the kid of Will Smith, being in, you know, he's in loads of films, he's rubbish in all of them, no one's happy.
His
dad's so unhappy he slapped Chris Rock, you know, it's zing. And I've just
communist
read
poet
about
Henry
that.
Bell.
Just read about He's... Will Smith smacking Chris.
Is that, are you just catching up on that?
Just catched up on that now.
Has there been another Oscars since then?
Yes, but I haven't got. Don't tell me what happens because I haven't got.
Who
haven't,
won?
Got there yet?
Yeah, communist poet Henry Bell. He's a Nepo baby because his dad was Lenin.
His dad was Lenin.
Yeah. So Lego, so they're not quite at Lego age. So
well, the littlest
there.
One is sort of 21 months, I think, old. So she's absolutely not, like, Lego is just something she would swallow. I'm getting a WhatsApp video call.
That's bad, because you need the phone to be operating to hear me.
I'm going to have to decline.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd rather you declined.
But... that is actually quite an important call I should have taken.
Who is it? Actually, that you probably shouldn't say.
I can't say.
It's one of your kids.
It was one of my kids, and I was just like, I don't want them to be here nepotistically. So I'm not having them be in the show. But yeah, it was the hospital.
Okay.
No, just a friend of mine.
Not today, medicine.
Oh, what a mess.
Good. Yeah. I got a letter from the hospital today saying that my appointment's been pushed back another 2 months.
So this is your hospital appointment for your arm or for your teeth?
Teeth, they've said you're definitely having surgery and we'll let you know. And that was a very long time ago. This is arm, which I've been waiting for I think 2 years. Causing my life an enormous amount of grief. So that's been shifted again, which is a huge shame. Because it's agony. It's absolute fucking agony, mate. And I can't take the painkillers because I got hooked on them in my 20s and have to self-exclude from them.
Oh, really?
So it's all... Yeah. I had to... Yeah, someone used to have to look after my pills when I was at uni because I was given an enormous amount of painkillers to take to offset the arm problem.
Was that fun?
It was, well, for a time, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Everything beautiful dies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know I will.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad. I didn't know you'd had that yum, yum, yum experience with painkillers.
It was very, very yum, yum. But yeah, so that's been shifted. I'm sorry you missed your hospital call. Was it Zoe?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Zoe. Those of you regular listeners will know that I'm doing the Zoe app, which is very expensive, but I've got it for free through... I think because I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And it's been great. I've discovered that it's not like a normal diet. And I've discovered all I've got to do to lose weight and be healthier is just eat really healthily, which I didn't know.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Yeah.
No, it's quite fun in some ways. I tell you what, here's a little nugget of truth for you. I'm following the app and I'm doing the things they tell me and I'm not hungry.
That's good.
That's really good. And I'm eating.
Ever?
I'm never, whenever I'm hungry, they say to eat.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're not hungry because you're eating the right things at the right times.
No, I've put on a lot of weight.
Oh, okay. And you have to do, what is it, 9 injections a day, right? Of that sort of, that thick grey stuff they send in the post.
Yeah, no. For those of you, if you're listening, Zoe and others, I do want us to be sponsored by them. I won't have bad press for it. But I can tell you that I'm doing the app and it's going incredibly well. Sponsor us.
Yeah, okay, great. All right.
No.
Should I go on it as well?
No. No, we can't have... Okay. No, they've given it to me for free, but they didn't want to give it to you.
No, they said I'd cost double, yeah.
But we could do this because, you know, our next show is called The Happiness Index, and it's about discovering... We could do this as the sort of health and well-being section.
In the show? What, go through your app?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I reckon that could kill about 10 minutes stage time.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I mean, we talk about it for at least 5 minutes of every podcast we've done in the last 3 months.
So. I mean, and that seems reasonable, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's clearly been a huge decision based on our figures. Do you think we'll be rich?
No, I think we made a series of decisions early in life.
Yeah.
That we took every decision, I don't think wrongly, but we took every decision that pointed away from any financial success in our life. And we continue to do it now. And even if we wanted to change, there's no road back.
That's very fair. And what I will say is, depression aside, I went for a coffee with one of my friends yesterday who works in big business. I don't know. I think that's what it's called. and she hates it. And so I know that there's always this two-way allure of sort of like, well, actually, I'm not jealous of what she does at all. But like, there is a thing that sometimes I'm like, when she tells me about a holiday she's been on, I've gone, oh, planes, they sound fun. And she goes, oh, but your job is much nicer than mine because you don't work with a bunch of cunts. I mean, no industry is perfect by any means.
No.
Definitely got its own problems.
We've got our own cunts.
Oh, definitely. But her work stories are demonstrably less fun than mine.
Yeah,
and I think that's definitely true. We've definitely chosen something that is more fun.
No, and I think the people who make a lot of money out of it have a very different attitude to it than we do. I don't think I know almost anyone, certainly not maybe generations ago when sort of the economics were slightly different. But I don't know anyone who's kind of between our sort of rough ages. You know, you're 32 and I'm 40. So let's say kind of 27 to 45 is the kind of big thing. I don't know anyone in that bracket who has made a vast amount of money who's operated in a similar way to us. By which I mean, you know, like it's obvious that we're failures. What I mean is, I don't know anyone who's sort of done things they wanted to do solely and had lots of fun with it and sort of tried to be innovative and interesting who's gone on to make the big bucks. There are people who make big bucks by chance, but most of the people who make big bucks, they've sort of set about it in the same way that you would set about finance work. And that's not what we've done. What we've done is we've gone for the slow burn, always very much on the edge life.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of sort of pot noodles and bananas, which, you know what? Fine. But I would suggest we get into someone's will. Like, quite soon.
And do you think well, I wonder if that's something we could set up as a regular feature on the podcast, which is if you're not able to support us on Patreon, maybe you could include us in your will. And then they do say you always hear adverts for that, for like, oh, well, you used to, you know, so you're listening to local radio, it's saying at the Norris and Bastard Cat Sanctuary, yeah. We ask maybe you remember us in your will.
After you die.
You're dying, but cats
is
aren't.
Our gain. Yes. Have you got a will?
I think no. I don't think I do. I mean, so what I've got, right, let me go through this. So I don't want to give away too much so that people can steal my identity. But myself and my long-term partner, MasterChef called finalist Josie Long, we have life insurance that we pay for every month.
Great.
I tell you, her whatever your subs, I don't know what you call it, every month are considerably higher than mine because her life is worth more, literally, like in terms of like actually financially, her life is worth so much more than mine because, you know, she's of value. And we actually split it, which I think is unfair, but I've never said that publicly to her. So I think the argument is I would be the person to reap the benefit of her death financially.
Yeah.
Which also, let's be honest, makes me the most likely candidate for the murder. So
yes, that is true, and this will be evidence in court one day.
It's a poison chalice, isn't it? Because you know, if anything happens to her, it would be terribly sad for me. Yes, I'd get some sort of financial reparation. That's very helpful, but at the same time, everyone's going to think it was me. So that's going to make what is already a terrible traumatic experience an enormous amount of admin. Leave that at the door. I've got life insurance. And I think because of that, there's an element of will. Like there's something we've signed that sort of does something a little bit like, by the notion of it, anything that's mine becomes hers and anything that's hers becomes mine should one of the two of us die before our children are both of age. I think that's right. But it could be wrong. And we're not married because that's too bourgeois. So who knows? It might all be wrong. But we've got a mortgage together. So all these things. I think what I've said is I've told a lot of different people.
Yeah.
A lot of different people that if both of us die together in an accident, I'd like them to bring up my children. And the idea is that they will all go into that thinking it's going to be them and be either relieved or disappointed and maybe have some sort of committee. But also it's kind of a last joke from beyond the
grave.
That
is quite funny.
From me.
But then if you say you did both die in an accident, it's a fun podcast, isn't it? Then who gets that life insurance money if the kids aren't of age? Is it me?
No, no, you're not. No, no. The kids get it in trust.
I think it might be me.
It's really not you. I can tell you it's on site. I think what happens is if we both die, the mortgage. So if I die, this is quite, I don't know how much.
No, no, I want to know.
Okay, if I die, then my half of the mortgage, so half the mortgage is covered, just gets paid off. And there's some other things. If Josie dies, the same. So if we both die, the kids, the house is paid off.
Right.
Living. And it belongs to the children in, sort of, it belongs to them, but it can be somewhere where whoever looks after them, adopts them, lives until they're 18.
Right. Okay. So, okay, so maybe this is a good idea then. Not the death, obviously, but I thought the other day, I sent you a text the other day when I was feeling very, very unwell.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about it because I said, if I die, you can have my Nintendo. Yeah. And I said it as a joke, but also I was like, he's welcome to the Nintendo. He doesn't have a Nintendo. I love Nintendo. He might like a Nintendo. But then I thought, now how binding is that? Because there is nothing that exists that says, you know, when Paddy pops his clogs in 2024, people get this, that, and the other. I'm unmarried. I don't have kids.
You don't have a will.
Never. Yeah. No, I don't have a will. But I'm wondering, with like nothing in place, who would it be? My immediate family that have the right to be like, right, we're going to divvy this all up.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, what I would say is if I die, I'm not in a sort of wildly different financial situation from you, other than I'm a few years older and we've bought a, I don't know how dry this is for the podcast, but I'll continue anyway.
No, I like it.
We've bought a place together that we mostly don't own. And because of life insurance, on our deaths, we would own it. And so then it becomes sort of, you know, like our estate has some value. And with no disrespect, mine would have had none up until I did that at the end of 2021. So that's only like 2 years. 2 years I've had that situation.
Mm.
Now, I would say that your estate, should the terrible happen to you.
Yeah.
Whoever you leave it to, let's be honest, that is more of a curse than a blessing. Because there isn't anything of value, but there's a lot of crap to be gone through.
Yeah, that's true. I've got a few things. I've got, you know, I've got...
What have you got? You've got, like, you have there isn't any cash in the bank.
That telly's worth a couple of hundred quid. No.
It won't be.
There's no money, but I've got some nice guitars.
I honestly, here's what will happen. If something terrible happens to you, your dad will have to pay off your overdraft.
And that'll financially ruin and kill him.
And he'll also have to come round in the car and pick up all your stuff and put it in his attic. And then he'll die of sadness. You know, so it's like, it's let's just hope it doesn't happen.
He's cleaning out. So this is also part of the reason that I ask as well. So I'm not the the executor of anyone's will, because I'm the youngest, and it's normally only family that deal with it. But my brother is the executor of my dad's will.
That makes
sense.
My
dad is now facing his mortality in a way that he maybe hasn't before, because he's now the oldest member of the Jervis clan.
Oh wow!
He is at the moment. Yes, he's mad, but he's also cleaning out the attic, because he's convinced he will immediately die and we won't know what to do with all the stuff in the attic because there's so much shit in there. Mm. So he is taking everything down in boxes and messaging us quite relentlessly, being like, just so you know, this box has the baubles in, you know, that sort of thing. I'd like to make it very clear, he's not dying.
No,
he
no.
He's
in very good health, actually. He's what, 70? Yeah. Just turned 70.
Just turned 70, yeah.
Physically, he's in great health. He's incredibly fit. He's very active. Mm. Mentally, I mean, he is a coiled spring that could explode any day. But that is, that's the only issue.
But it made me think, I was like, how... what's the bare minimum I have to do or say to make the process far easier should I go? Would you be able to come forward to my lawyer, Mr. Klebb, I assume, and say, Paddy sent me this text, can I have his Nintendo? Is that legally binding in a way that, because no other document exists, they could be like, well, he did say he could have his Nintendo.
Right. Okay, I mean, you're forgetting one really important thing.
What, that you're going to kill me?
I'm not going to remember that text. I don't really want your Nintendo.
You might be able to get 100 quid for it.
I mean,
you can
yes.
buy yourself a couple of sodas.
That's true. Maybe you and I should get life insurance for Johnny and the Baptists so that if something happens to us, we'll each get the other half of the Patreon.
I wonder if that's built into their T's and C's.
It must be, right? Okay, now look, this has been a lot of... When you're not dying, your dad's not dying, I'm not dying, there's nothing to worry about. Okay, that's just fun. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We've got to go because I have got to pick up the kids in 30 minutes and we have to do the Patreon episode.
Yes, okay. So we'll
balancing
see you all over
work
on Patreon.
And family.
Yep. And family, work and fun. So join us over on the Patreon, patreon.com/JohnnyandTheBaptists, everyone's favourite musical comedy double act, here all week, dead next. So that you can sign up for just £5 a month and that would be fucking great.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
If happiness is even real, then
finding it is not for you.
But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down, so maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around.